Allison, a former Army combat medic who became a conscientious objector in 1992 and is assisting Funk, said that the military does not plan on charging him. He will be on restricted duty working a desk job at the base in San Jose while officials consider his application for discharge. And again, V-Man of Free Radio Santa Cruz was able to catch up with him, and hopefully we're going to be able to hear from them right now. This is V-Man from Free Radio Santa Cruz talking to Stephen Funk.
Or joining me right now in the studio is Bob Fitch. He currently works with the Resource Center for Nonviolence in Santa Cruz, California, as their webmaster, draft and conscientious objector counselor and volunteer recruiter and general administrative gopher. Bob Fitch spent 14 years working as a photojournalist for many key civil rights, peace, justice, and organized labor unions and campaigns. Bob, thanks for joining us tonight.
A delight. I'm honored to be here with Stephen.
And also on the telephone, we have Stephen Funk. He is a 20-year-old Marine reservist, a former student at USC in Southern California, and this week Stephen Funk will become among the first public war resistors from the ranks of the Marines during this conflict and the first on the West Coast. Stephen Funk, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's begin with you, Stephen. Tell me a little bit about your background in the military. You're a Marine reservist, and...